ओम शांति। सभी बोलो ओम शांति। फिर से भाई बहने बोलो ओम शांति। इसमें भी अच्छी कला आ जाएगी।
If you say Om Shanti, you will develop a lot of arts. I say Om Shanti three times for a reason. One Om Shanti means, who am I? Who am I? And the second, who belongs to me? The third, now, what do I have to do? I don't think of anything else. That what does this one have to do or that one have to do? But what do I have to do? We don't have to just develop one art. There is not one art only. Some sing songs, some dance. That is not a great thing. It's not a big thing for me. And there is a bit of competition within those arts. And some become depressed, and some think they're the greatest ones there are. But to become a great artist, once it came in Baba's Murli,
actor.
What knowledge should an actor know? The actor remains active.
Wonderful actor ki acting.
And his acting is so wonderful that it attracts people a great deal and everyone applauds. You must be an actor. You must be attractive. There has to be the attraction to God. The attraction that how did God make him like this? His acting is so wonderful that it draws everyone's attention. I always understand. That this world is a drama stage, and I am here on this stage to perform my role. So a play means that you don't get stuck anywhere, you have a part to play, and you don't hang on anything and get limited. You have to speak, but you don't have to say, what is this one doing and what is that one doing? What you have to do, do that. You have received a gift from God as to how to do your actions, and you must do that. You must hold yourself in the remembrance of the incorporeal Supreme God, because you have to make your life viceless and you have to act without arrogance. Is this right? Internally, there should be just the one incorporeal in your mind. And when you have only the one with you, this brings you a great deal of power to become viceless. You have no lust, anger, attachment, not a trace of arrogance. I have to become an actor like that. In Bharat, they show the 10 heads of Ravan. But the five vices are known to all. Lust, you know how they are, the eyes of a lustful person, the eyes of an angry person. I don't want to become an actor like that, neither lustful nor angry. There should be no greed, no attachment, because greed makes you cheat and steal. Attachment makes you very sorrowful within. And your husband and children don't do what you want, and so you get distressed. And so within yourself, make sure there is no vice and no arrogance. Arrogance was displayed by the mythical figure of Kansa. Ravan had a lot of arrogance. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So on the stage of the world drama, you have to look at yourself and understand, what do you have to do? You must act with patience, peace, and love. Patience, peace, and love. If I do have these three virtues within me, then I can become the constantly happy one who is internalized. To do such acting by being the internalized one who is always happy, what will that one do? You will have a lot of patience and know that your days of happiness are coming. You will not be running after temporary happiness. You don't want money or fame. Whatever is the acting a soul has to do, ask, is it because of money and fame? Some people, they act because they'll get money. But it should not be like that. The acting should be such. There should be no arrogance of I. No attachment or possessiveness of what is yours. If you think this is mine and that is yours, we should not act like that. Whatever is yours is mine, don't touch it. We should not act like that. What do we have to do? It should be no concern for I nor mine. But internally, the incorporeal, the life should be viceless, and the acting should show that you are without arrogance. Why would you be arrogant? Because if someone who is true, they are not arrogant. The true one will shine. There will be nothing artificial. Whatever a real person will do, he will have this concern. There are two things that are true. I have to move ahead with honesty and be in my religion of peace. There should be honesty in my action and in my words. And when there is peace in my inner religion, then my thoughts, words, and actions are taught. God is teaching me how should your mind be, how should your words be, how should your actions be. Pay attention on these. If you pay attention, then you remain tension free. If you have tension, what would be your condition? But if you put the A in front of tension, then attention, the English word, you put an A in front of it and you pay attention on yourself, and whatever work you have to do, do it with attention. Don't make mistakes that you later have to regret, because then when you make mistakes you get into tension and you become doubtful as to whether or not you'll be successful. You keep saying, well, I don't know. Some speak like this ordinarily, that they just don't know. They do not act with faith, so they keep saying, I don't know. There is victory in faith. There is success in being truthful. If the heart is true, and you're not filled with desires, you have very pure intentions. You don't have desires, but good intentions. There is a Hindi book about good feelings and good wishes and pure feelings. We translated this into English.
And the feeling, man.
So your pure feeling means the inner feelings are very pure. And for everyone you feel good wishes, you have pure desires. I should stay in good feelings, good wishes. I should not have any waste, ordinary or negative thoughts. Because when I stay in pure feelings, then I have good wishes for others. I have to become an actor like this. Not that I have to become, I have become already. And the acting I do in this drama is based on pure feelings and good wishes. The Supreme Father has taught me this, and I watched this in Brahma Baba. No matter how someone was, Baba would never say anything bad about someone. It is spoken about this in the scriptures, that even the people who are crooked, who are sinful, who are uneducated, they are always uplifted. And with the power of the Supreme Being, any kind of life can be transformed. What can you become? First you become a Brahman, and then you keep the aim to become a deity. First I am a Brahman, that means my food. So a Brahman soul, those who are in front of you, the Brahmins who became Brahmins through the mouth of Brahma, they always eat Brahma Bhojan, and here you will receive Brahma Bhojan, and you cannot get this kind of food in your home, or you would not have eaten it anywhere else. A Brahman means one who remains in purity, who remains yogi. First, what do I have to do in this drama? You have to show this in a practical way. Otherwise people get confused. They don't know what to do or how. They don't know how to act. And they ask, I said, you're the actor, you're asking what to do. You're an actor, you should know. And so the Father reminds us, you are acting. actors. Get on with your action. We are very wonderful actors. We are wonderful actors. There are millions of souls in this world, billions. And we were just a few Brahma Kumaris Kumaris in the beginning, but now there are hundreds of thousands. Who would become a Brahma Kumar or Kumari? It is one who has this feeling, who am I, who do I belong to, and what do I have to do? The world is full of sin, and there are five other vices. There's greed, anger, lust, attachment, and there are others. We have to understand those and see how we destroy all the ten heads of Ravan. There are five visible vices and then five others that are its companions. Jealousy. The whole Ramayana epic is based on jealousy that my child should get the kingdom, not yours. And when there is jealousy, there's also going to be this attitude of arrogance, indignation. There will be harsh words because of jealousy. So jealousy and harshness, there would be laziness. They say, oh, we don't have those five vices, but then jealousy and harshness, laziness. All day long they will do everything. But if anyone tells you to do a good thing or inspires you to do a good thing, you'll feel lazy and say, oh, I can't do that. And there will also be carelessness. The fifth one is making excuses. You will do all kinds of other things, but you'll make excuses as to why you can't do good things. And now we have done service in India for 58 years. And 47 years of foreign service has been going on. And ten vices have been destroyed in that. And people ask, are you happy? How can you ask that you stay happy? I have this feeling that God, so these ten heads of Ravan are represented by different facial expressions of people. And the facial expression of one who's making excuses, you can see, they say, oh, you should believe me. Or they have carelessness. They do work like a small child without being properly attentive. You could do something good, but don't miss the opportunity. So jealousy and carelessness, what are these? They prevent us from being the true child of God. Here we have the opportunity to become the child of the Supreme Father. The Supreme Father is only one. We say, you are the mother and father, the friend, you are everything for me. I have nothing that is lacking. I am just the soul alone. I do not have any bodily relations. I am sitting in this body, but I say to the Supreme Soul, I am yours. I have no body, no bodily relations. You can see Daddy Nirmal Shanta Brahma Baba's daughter, and she said something very good. How many brothers and sisters do you have? Could you sit and count them? Tell me how many brothers and sisters I have. Now, who are sitting here? Your brothers and sisters sitting here. You're the children of the Supreme Father. So whether you accept it or not, I'm your sister. The great Mahatmas and scholars or scientists. There was a scientist I met once in Chile. He was number one in the world. And he spoke in a very powerful way. They put me in a program with him. He spoke about science and I spoke about silence. He was science and I was silence. And when you speak about silence, it's a little bit. He spoke about something different and in a different way. And I spoke about silence in a very peaceful way. There were very good people there. I said, no, you speak first. He said, no, you speak first. And he said, no, they will listen to you, they will not listen to me. I said, look, you are my brother. So I said, if you listen to what I say and become that, but his intellect was caught in science. So he wasn't able to relate to Baba, whereas for me, I can relate only to Baba, not anything else will emerge from my mouth except Baba. From his mouth, Baba couldn't emerge. His wife was religious, and she told me to teach him about God. They came to Mount Abu. They met Baba. But still he didn't say, this is my Baba. I was calling him my brother. He met with me in Indraprastha in Pandababan with his wife sitting on one side. And he said, oh, you are my mother as well as my sister.
But
And he was really sad. He said, God is my father, but I don't know him. So I said, what kind of child is this who says, I don't know my father? And then from his heart, he said, please excuse me, you did a great deal of effort, but now I can say, my Baba, thank you, Baba. And even now, he has so much love. And then he would remember his moments in Indraprastha. And there are many such souls in the world who don't accept the father, but you are my brother, I am your sister, so whose children are we? Nobody can call me a sister. If anybody says we're sisters and brothers, we have a father. Now we are all artists here, but we are still brothers and sisters. So we have to develop such an art in which there is spirituality and godly love. Spirituality and godly love are the basis of such acting that in the whole gathering it would be filled with happiness and peace. And the attitude and drishti would spread the vibrations of peace through the attitude. The atmosphere is created and human attitude is such. You are sitting here in this hall in Gyan Sarovar listening, and you can feel a very nice atmosphere developing. And this atmosphere Someone is speaking, someone is listening. The one who is speaking is speaking. And in this way, the atmosphere is created. If the atmosphere wasn't there, nobody would listen. In this hall, which is called Harmony Hall, I used to play a harmonium, and a master taught me, and then I could play very well. And he taught me how to sing songs. First, the harmonium involves the five fingers being equal. One is big, one is small, but no, get the work done by all five. So if you remain harmonious, sing a beautiful song, remind everyone of the remembrance of sweet Baba, and get those vibrations to spread throughout the whole world. Who am I? The second meaning of harmony. There is hope. Keep hope. Never become hopeless. Remain harmonious. And then there will always be happiness. Hope, harmony, and happiness. No moment will come where you are not happy. Those who act with happiness, and the audience watches with aptness, and the director of the play is very happy when the actor plays a good part and internally gives blessings. Everyone's sustained by the blessings of the power of the Supreme Father. If the Supreme Father is happy with me, what will he give? He will give power. He will give such power that it will get many things done. Whatever he wants to get done, he will get it done through you. And in this, there are four things to keep in your life always. One is, I am the child of the Supreme Being. And by the acting, you can see who you are, the child of the Supreme Soul, the child of God. I'm a student. Godly student life is the best. Even now, I am a student. The third one, I am a child of God, I am a student, and I have to become an example. And when people see the example or the sample, they are inspired. So we have to remain simple and become a sample. And then you become an instrument. Who made you such an instrument? So he is the one who makes you the instrument and who uses the instrument. So who am I? I am a soul. And the one who gets me to act is the Supreme Father. And I have to do what he wants me to do. And then the benefit of the world is merged in that. And so remember, who am I? Whose child am I? I'm a godly student. And what am I doing? And then I tell you four more words. First, remain attentive. Remain alert. Never nod off. The actor could never nod off. Otherwise, all the people who watch, they will also fall asleep. So he's acting, he has to inspire others. So the actor, How is he?
जो काम करे accurate.
First, he is alert.
All rounder, ever ready.
And whatever he does will be accurate. He will be an all rounder and ever ready.
है alert.
So do you have these four things? Are you alert? Is everybody alert?
Alert. Accurate. Accurate.
So be alert and accurate.
क्या सब जाए? एक वो है.
He is one. Accurate.
Accurate.
All-rounder.
All-rounder.
And wherever cooperation is needed, he is present and ever ready. And so I was invited, and definitely I will be here. And whether you want or not, my duty is that the guests come to Baba's house. It is not right if I do not meet you, so I'm always ready to meet you. Okay, Om Shanti.
बरसात है हो गया भगवान हमारा खुशियों की बरसात है ढूंढते थे जिसको दल दल ढूंढते थे जिसको दल दल वो हमारे साथ है वो हमारे साथ है गया भगवान हमारा खुशियों की बरसात है हो गया भगवान हमारा खुशियों की बरसात है वतन वो खुद खुदा है आ गया रूप जो आदम में देखा रूप मन को भा गया साथी बन के साथ देता साथी बन के साथ देता स्वर्ग की सौगात है स्वर्ग की सौगात है हो गया भगवान हमारा खुशियों की बरसात है हो गया भगवान हमारा खुशियों की बरसात है